Here's the scene. One coffee. You stood the whole time. And the iPad starts its slow swivel toward you like a lighthouse. 18, 22,
yeah.
25. And suddenly, saying thank you is a multiple choice exam. So when did that happen? And what is a tip even for anymore? When did thank you become a multiple choice exam where all the answers are also math? And the creep is the bit, Nate. Mm-hmm. The iPad swivels exactly. At a counter I walked to for a muffin somebody handed me from a basket. The transaction is over. I'm being asked to tip the past. I'll say the quiet part. They didn't put a screen there to thank the worker. They put it there so they wouldn't have to pay the worker. And so you'd feel like the cheapskate, not them. It's the cleanest little blame laundering operation in retail. Okay, but hold the line for a second. I'm not anti-tip. I'm anti-ambush. A tip's supposed to be a thank you. The one moment a stranger says, "You took care of me, and I noticed." The crime isn't the percentage. It's charging the gratitude tax when no service happened. And the buttons moved while we weren't looking. 18% used to be the polite button. Now 18 is the shame button. It's small, it's gray, it's on the left, like the show is hiding it from the audience. The math on a $7 latte. 25% is $1.75 to watch someone press a lever.
Okay, can I zoom out? Because you're all arguing about whether to feel guilty, and nobody's asked the actually fun question. Why is paying this guy's salary my job? When did that get outsourced to me in a touchscreen?
Abolish it. Fold the wage into the price. End the swivel. A tip used to be what you added because someone was good. Now it's what you subtract to be cheap. Same number, opposite emotion. That's not gratitude. That's a deductible. Wait, no. Abolish it. And you're not freeing the server. You're capping them. Fine dining floors in this city report $300 to $500 in tips per shift. People clearing $100,000 a year who'd look you dead in the eye and say, "No thanks." You can want a fairer wage and not pretend the tip is the villain. That's the trap. Nate, you're using a thin slice of high-end winners to defend a system that pays the airport counter kid $213. And a prayer. The swivel screen charges 25%, whether you got a great waiter or a turned-around iPad. It can't tell gratitude from extraction, so it's all extraction now.
Trevor, I love you, but it's a corporate scam, is the PG version. It's a post-slavery scam. After the Civil War, railroads hired freed black workers, the Pullman porters, and paid them in the customer, well, probably tip. You're right. You're just not nearly cynical enough. And here's what broke my brain. We tried to ban this. 6 states actually criminalized tipping between 1909 and 1915. Washington, Arkansas, Iowa, Mississippi, South Carolina, Tennessee. America's gut reaction was, absolutely not. This is gross and European. And then we just lost.
So here's the part that ruins my night. The federal tipped minimum is $2.13. Frozen since 1991. So when I think I'm saying thank you, I'm actually covering more than 70% of someone's wage and tipping myself a feeling. Okay, full confession, because I'm exhibit A here. I tipped a self-checkout machine, 15%, to a robot. No human within 40 feet. I scanned my own avocados. I bagged my own avocados. And then the screen swiveled and I went, "Well, yeah, of course," and tipped myself for doing its job. Thank you, Mike. That's my entire argument doing a touchdown dance. No human, no service, nothing to be grateful for. And the prompt still pulled 15% out of you. The machine didn't earn it. The prompt extracted it.
Exactly, Mike. You just proved the whole thing. The screen isn't reading your gratitude, babe. It's reading your guilt. And it's been A/B tested. Those pre-selected buttons bump the tip 15 to 30% because someone in a lab figured out exactly where to put your thumb. Lightning round. Would you tip a self-driving cab?
Ironically, in a heartbeat. Genuinely? Get that screen out of my face. Look, Pew found 72% of us say tipping's expected in more places than 5 years ago. So I'm not crazy. The screen really is following us into new rooms. Which is why my rule is just, is this funny enough to be worth $1.75? Well, I tip my barber 30%. I never claimed to be consistent.
I claimed it was a scam.
I can know it's a scam and still not want a nervous man with scissors near my throat.
Thinking I stiffed him. Apparently.
So here's where I landed, honestly. The swivel is broken. The gratitude isn't. A thank you you got cornered into at a touchscreen is a toll, not a thank you. So fix the iPad, not the impulse. Mike, anything? Tipped any appliances on the way in? I mean, the smart fridge looked at me funny, so I left it 20. We passed the exit for real tips, for real service, about 9 swivels ago, folks. But hey, the robot says, thanks.